Last week, as you may have heard, New Orleans started to remove all of its Confederate memorials. Now, this came as there's been a lot of attention to Civil War symbols nationally. Here in Atlanta, though, we have a different kind of story. There is a neighborhood effort to fix up two monuments, one from each side of the war. WABE's Stephanie Stokes has more.
These days, East Atlanta is a diverse, hip neighborhood with bars and music venues. But once, it was a battlefield, and two cannons point up to the sky as reminders. I walked with Henry Bryant to one on a residential street.
It really hasn't had much done to it since 1877 is when this monument got here.
It marks the spot where Union General James McPherson was killed in the Battle of Atlanta. Bryant says it hasn't aged well.
If you get up close on it, you can see the rust and the corrosion on it.
From about 140 years of rain. He says the other cannon's also in bad shape. It's a mile away where a Confederate general, William Walker, died in the same battle. That spot's now a busy intersection.
And that monument has actually been struck numerous times by automobiles.
Bryant hopes to get the dents and rust repaired. He's part of a neighborhood group that's trying to fund a big overhaul of both monuments, Union and Confederate.
We want to have something that the city can be proud of and not to have something that looks sort of shabby.
The renovation effort isn't provoking many strong reactions in East Atlanta. A lot of longtime residents just see the cannons as part of the neighborhood. I meet Lenore Scott working in her yard near McPherson's Union Cannon. Years ago, she decided to take care of the grounds around it after noticing the city wasn't.
I kept looking, watching it, seeing it growing up. And so one day I just took it on my own, just started doing it.
She planted flowers and put down stepping stones. Scott says she didn't know much about the man the cannon was for.
Not really, but I had heard about Sherman burning the city of Atlanta down and all that.
She was only interested in improving her street. Lewis Cardi, the Community Association president, says that's a big reason why the cannon's restoration has support in East Atlanta.
They're here. You know, those monuments are here, and why not make them look better?
The neighborhoods also recognize the two generals before. The association put the men's faces on T-shirts that read, "Hipster since 1864.
Which is when the Battle of Atlanta was. Because you look at the generals, obviously they had beards, and stereotypically that's what people think about hipsters.
Still, the memorials around East Atlanta do make some people uneasy. I run into Jen Serafin, also by the McPherson Cannon. She's originally from Wisconsin.
We've been here, I think, about 4 years now. It's just a really nice neighborhood, so I love it.
Serafin says East Atlanta has a lot of historical signs that tell about events in the Battle of Atlanta. She appreciates those more than a monument.
The monument itself feels a little bit weirder. It feels less neutral in a way. The signs feel fairly neutral, and the monument feels a little bit more one-sided or the other.
And she's not that comfortable with the Confederate side. But to Henry Bryant, the man leading the restoration effort, the cannons are more similar to wayfinders or markers on a battlefield.
They do represent the two men who died here, but they're really like just stars on a map, showing where they died and where this history happened.
He says his group wants to tell that full history of the Battle of Atlanta, and they won't consider renovating one monument and not the other.
What I like to say is it took two sides to fight that war. You can't do just the Confederate side. You can't do just the Union side. You have to do both sides.
So far, his group has raised almost $150,000 for the cannons. The money comes from a variety of donors, including the sons and daughters of Confederate veterans and the sons and daughters of Union veterans. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.